Hello, everyone, and welcome to this Vortex special report. There is a passage in the book of Numbers, "Be sure your sins will find you out." Well, at long last, that is finally happening to the homosexual network inside the church, even in the Vatican itself. To be certain, the tentacles of this beast go much deeper and extend much further than even many of the most suspicious-minded may have initially thought. For starters, you may recall in a recent Vortex we shared with you news about a report prepared by a Polish priest who was asked to compile what he knew by some bishops and cardinals about the growing influence in his native Poland of homosexual men in the clergy. He discovered an enormous homosexual underground with dramatic implications for the life of the church in Poland and recommended that this network be utterly crushed immediately, the men exposed, and the truth be fully revealed. Within almost hours of his report coming out, Italian press began circulating stories about another report, which had reached the same conclusion regarding clerics not in Poland, but in the Vatican itself, and not just any old clerics, but cardinals. The report was prepared by three cardinals at the personal request of the Pope, who gave them full authority to get to the bottom of the conspiracy that saw the Pope's own personal papers spirited off his desk by his longtime aide and published in a tell-all book in Italy. The scandal, you might recall, was nicknamed VatiLeaks by the media. It seems in their searching for all the players involved, the three cardinals came across information about a network of homosexual cardinals who were quite possibly being blackmailed by people outside the church. Now, all this information was published in a confidential report of some 300 pages and presented to the Pope shortly before he announced his resignation. Now, some have speculated that the report may have quickened his decision to resign, but that is neither really here nor there. It is clear the Pope resigned owing to age and diminished capacity to be able to fight the internal wars going on in the Curia, the Church's governing body, and waged by disobedient bishops. And Pope Benedict not only had disobedient bishops on his hands inside the Vatican, but loads of them outside as well, from bishops who are required by canon law to refuse to admit pro-abortion politicians to Holy Communion, but remain obstinate in refusing to do so, to those who have done much in their power to undermine his expressed desire that the traditional Latin Mass be advanced, and many other more subtle underminings, Benedict has faced a near insurmountable obstacle of disobedient and uncooperative bishops from all over the world. So it is not surprising that an 85-year-old man would simply be worn out. But when word emerges publicly that a nest of compromised gay cardinals might very well be operating from within the walls of the Vatican itself, subtly influencing agendas and programs and decisions, that they are available to provide just enough nuances to an item here and an item there to make something that should be crystal clear, just a little bit murky, then that may have indeed been enough for Pope Benedict to pass and leave this gigantic mess to the next successor of St. Peter. Now, it seems that the three cardinals empowered by His Holiness to get to the bottom of it asked dozens and dozens of people in Rome all kinds of very pointed questions during their investigation, and one by one, people started spilling the beans about lots of things, including the homosexual mafia in the Vatican. And moreover, what is incredibly interesting is much of what they have said corresponds to a recent book written by an Italian priest who uses the name Don Ariel Stefano Levi Gualdo. Father Gualdo's book is called And Satan Came Triune, a title which captures the notion that Satan mimics God and tries to mock him in doing so. One very telling line in the book is the following, from the second chapter, quote, "Indeed, if the problem of pedophilia has touched small numbers of priests, that homosexuality psychological involves a large slice of the clergy." What prompted Father Gualdo to write the book, who his sources are, etc., this isn't known yet, but what is known is that this book became the subject of quiet talk by not a few in Rome. It seems at least some of its contents appear to have been verified and placed in the confidential report given to the Pope, and sealed, waiting for the next pope to deal with. Now, all this raises an even larger concern. The secular media wants to come at this story from the angle of this is what made the pope resign. For faithful Catholics, that doesn't matter one iota. Why he resigned is insignificant. The real story here, and it is the real story, is that there is allegedly, with every good reason to believe it could be very possibly true, a group of gay cardinals operating from within the church who are subject to possible blackmail and who are exercising all kinds of influence from their positions. But you may be certain that the influence of these traitorous cardinals and bishops does not stop at the walls of the Vatican. As the Polish priest outlines in his report, the homosexual network of prelates promotes hatred of the church and her teachings, and they align themselves with the church's enemies. They quietly go about the work of dismantling the faith, all the while being very obedient to the pope's face while stabbing him in the back and exercising a galling amount of disobedience in carrying out his wishes. Now, we've taken some heat here at churchmilitant.tv in the past from other Catholics about talking about this topic in previous Vortex episodes. Even some bishops have shunned us and said we shouldn't mention such things. Even now, some Catholic media outlets, television and radio, have yet to even admit any of this has happened. Well, we couldn't disagree more strongly. These militant homosexual clergy and their career-minded enablers, scattered all over the hierarchy and in country after country, have decimated the faith. They have caused hundreds of millions to abandon it. Too many bishops, not to mention their weak-willed allies in the establishment Catholic media, they have all known about this for years, decades even. Yet they have sat like cowards on the sidelines and allowed these other bishops and priests, who they know are actively gay or gay positive, and they have refused to confront their sin and debauchery because they are afraid of the reprisals which would be launched against them. So, they covered up the sexual abuse crimes against minors, and that was just for starters. Much of the Catholic media initially refused to report these crimes thoroughly until the secular press did. All of them have put the best possible spin on the cover-up until the last possible minute. Members of the hierarchy let these men stay in parishes, even to this day, to advance their warped version of church teachings, all the while they know and have not lifted a finger to save the people of God. They have cared about their own careers and advanced themselves more than the truth, and in so doing, they have brought about the near destruction of the church in the West. In just one example, how is it possible that not one American bishop knew about their brother Bishop Rembert Weakland in Milwaukee, who for 25 years was the bishop there while carrying on an active homosexual relationship, more than one, with numerous gay men, and who eventually was blackmailed by one of them for nearly $500,000. But too many stayed silent. They never challenged anything this man said in public. Many of them who are bishops, who are not active participants in the homosexual network, have formed what you could call a conspiracy of cowards, which seriously calls into question their fitness for an office that by its nature demands forthright boldness. Catholics all over the Western world should now begin to ask themselves questions and start putting two and two together. For example, why does my pastor allow such abuses at the Mass to continue and even add to them? Why is that nun who preaches and teaches things contrary to the faith allowed to keep her post at the parish as the religious ed director? Why are those priests on that college or university faculty allowed to keep their jobs as they continue to fill young minds with heresy or dissent? Why is a priest allowed to keep telling married Catholic couples that come to him for guidance that contraception is okay? Many bishops know full well that this goes on and is in part inspired by the homosexual subculture in the clergy, and they look the other way, afraid to ignite a war, all the while hiding behind terms like prudence. Why are these men not removed from their posts? Why are they not disciplined? Why are bishops so afraid of them? Just what in hell, and we do mean hell, is going on here? Why is the activity of the diabolical allowed to go on so unchecked in the church on a local level, in parish after parish, school after school, and religious order after religious order, and reaching all the way to the Vatican itself? Souls are being corrupted by the very people ordained to get them to heaven, and those people are being protected by other corruptors of souls or men too interested in preserving their own careers who sit back out of fear and allow the destruction and loss of so many to go on. The Homosexual Network has opposed the reform of the liturgy and the ending of abuses at Mass. It has vehemently opposed the reinstitution of Orthodoxy up and down every continent on the globe. It hates the Church and everything she teaches. And it is beyond time it was dragged out into the light and made to wither in the sunshine of its own shame. Now we here at churchmilitant.tv say, good, expose the whole stinking rot, expose it all. This is what reform is all about, and it is impossible without such exposure. For too long, the activists have hidden under the banner of social justice and peace, craftily shifting the focus of the Church and her teachings away from God and onto man. They have done this so they could institute a false morality, a substitute morality, ditching the teachings of the Church and replacing them with what they hold up as a conveniently higher set of laws about poverty and justice. This is a malevolent and diabolical spirit that has invaded the ranks of the priesthood and episcopacy, both by those who are active homosexuals and by those who have aided and abetted them for a variety of reasons, be it cowardice or career-mindedness. How many cardinals in the Church in the United States all these years, and even currently, have sat back knowing all of this about gay priests and ignoring it? Brother bishops who are gay or gay positive and ignoring it. It is beyond disgraceful, it is shameful, and faithful Catholics are left wondering if these men have any real fear of God or any real measure of faith. No wonder many of them sit back quietly and let priests run around saying or planting the idea that almost no one really goes to hell, or if there even is a hell at all. This gay mafia has existed for decades in the Church, and these other men have enabled it and allowed it to spread. In all honesty and virtue before their Maker, they need to repent of their offenses and, if necessary, resign their offices, as the Cardinal in Scotland, Keith O'Brien, did earlier this week, and recuse themselves from the conclave. They have allowed souls to be lost on their watch because they would not challenge those other clergy in the Church, many who are gay, who have rebelled against the Church's sexual teachings, and they would not because they were self-admittedly gun-shy. The truth is coming out. It always does. It is, after all, the very nature of truth to be known. It does not rest until it is known. Be sure your sins will find you out. Better they find you out in this world than the next. Save your souls now, clergy, be you priests or bishops or cardinals. Save your souls now while there is still time. None of this evil has been allowed to happen without the express permission of God. In such a circumstance, all we can plead is, God, have mercy on us all. God love you. I'm Michael Voris.